Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perreault. Very pleased to have with us via Zoom today the president and CEO of the CHEO Federation, Steve Reed. Mr. Reed, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Bob. Great to be here.
May I call you Steve?
Of course you can. Of course.
Well, you know what? CHEO has been around for so many years. We were talking a little bit off air about how it's touched both of our lives. And really, that's the case for people in Eastern Ontario, across Eastern Ontario. We are so very fortunate, like we're in Perth, Lanark County, but straight up the Ottawa Valley, down through the Seaway Valley as well into Cornwall. We're so very fortunate to have CHEO relatively close by instead of having to transport children all the way to Toronto. That benefit and being part of the community is just so important to your organization, isn't it?
It sure is. And you know, we always say we don't have to talk to somebody for very long before we start to make a connection. If not a personal connection to a story at CHEO, it's a neighbor, a family member, a colleague, a teammate on a sports team, somebody that they know has been lucky enough to have CHEO or the Research Institute or Roger Neilson House in their catchment area to take advantage of that service. And as you pointed out, it there was a time when we referred to ourselves as Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario, but we tend to use the term CHEO now because really our catchment area is quite a bit bigger than Eastern Ontario. We serve Western Quebec, we serve Northern Ontario, we serve Nunavut actually as a referral site, and certainly down the Seaway and into what you might think of as Western Ontario as well.
Yeah. And international patients have been treated at CHEO as well.
Certainly, and as you know, you think about the work that takes place at the Research Institute. We're fortunate enough to have the benefits of new diagnoses and new treatments coming out of the Research Institute for our kids locally, but that impact is felt around the world. And the researchers we have here are world renowned and are having a real positive impact on child health elsewhere as well.
There are many fundraisers for CHEO and for the foundation throughout the year. Two that stick out are the telethon, the annual telethon that takes place on CTV every year. And then the other one is the one that we're going to talk about right now, the Dream of a Lifetime Lottery. I don't think there's anybody who lives in this area who hasn't looked at this at one point in their lives and said, boy, would that ever be nice?
Well, it's a fun event, and we love it too. You know, we could get a chance to launch the 2023 edition of the Dream of a Lifetime Lottery this past week, it's fun to see everybody come through the house and dream, as you say, and it's aptly named as the Dream of a Lifetime Lottery. But it is really an enormously important fundraiser for us as well. It's our largest fundraiser. So while people are dreaming about the potential of winning such a great prize, we sure hope that everybody feels like a winner just by having purchased a ticket, because this really is how we are able to support CHEO and the Roger Neilson House and the Research Institute.
I think it's so important too for people to actually go out and visit the site, because we've done that a few times with a few of the houses over the years, and it's just amazing. And you just see, you see this lavish home that is so beautifully decorated. Everything in it is tasteful. And really, upon reflection, you sit back and say, wow, there are a lot of organizations that are supporting CHEO because they believe in what CHEO is doing.
Yeah, so Minto, of course, is our long-term partner with the construction of the home. But you're quite right. There are many other local businesses, the suppliers and trades and so on, that make up the ultimate grand prize. So we like to have the opportunity, as we do, to have a big sign at the home to remind people of how many different businesses are supporting. There's a lot of hands that go into building that home. It's a fun prize to make that call and change somebody's life with the win of a dream home. But as you say, it really is the coming together of an awful lot of different businesses that are supporting CHEO through that work.
I do want to talk about some of that work as well, but just before we do, just give us a summary. I want to say brief summary, but there's so much involved with this prize that's pretty difficult to do. But tell us about the grand prize package.
So the grand prize package, as has become the tradition, is the beautiful big home by Minto, fully furnished by Lazy Boy Furnishings. So it's in walk-in, turnkey, ready for the winner to just walk right in. And so to help with that, we've added to that prize package. There's a brand new all fully electric Ford Mustang called a Mach-E California Route 1 in the driveway. It's got $100,000 in cash to help with just sort of move-in costs, but we also provide support for moving, for legal, for Farm Boy has provided some gift cards for groceries and cleaning services. So it really is something that someone could win and then just move right in at no cost. So it's a great prize. Some lucky winner when we make that draw is going to have their life changed.
Hey, absolutely. And then they can move to Manotick because that's where it is. 364 Flair Grove in the Mahogany community of Manotick, which is a very nice area.
It is. And we're back there now. We've been in Manotick in that Mahogany community a couple of years ago. And believe it's the eighth home that we've had in that area. So people will be familiar with that community. This home is a little bit off to its own in a new area that's being developed in that community. So come on out and have a look. We've got it staffed Tuesday to Friday from noon till 8 p.m. and on the weekends from 10 to 6 p.m. So, you know, I was out there over the weekend and we've had lots of people through already, close to 1,000 a day already. So wow. It's really becoming a popular spot for people to come and have a look.
Now, quickly, there are other prizes that people can win. It's not just a winner-takes-all type situation. And some of these other prizes are pretty darn good, too.
Yeah, we've got over 8,600 prizes in total for people to win. And there's some gift cards to your favorite retailers. There's some trips to win all around the world. There's some more vehicles. But, of course, we also want to encourage people to buy early. And so there's some really nice early bird prizes as well. In November, there'll be a $250,000, $250,000 early bird prize for one of the winners. In October, we're bringing back a popular prize package that's a choice, a car, camping, or cash. But the one that we really sort of enjoy talking about this year is those that have a ticket by the end of September 29th, Friday night 29th, are going to be eligible for what we're assuming is going to be kind of the most fun of all the prizes, where you've got overnight stay for two at the beautiful Brook Street Hotel on November 18th. That date's important. I'll tell you why in a moment. Dinner for two at the prospective restaurant, and then over to the Canadian Tire Center in a stretch limo for the front row seats for the boss, Bruce Springsteen. So on November 18th, and then back to Brook Street and dinner, breakfast for two in the morning. So it's quite a package for somebody that wants to see a great show.
Absolutely. Wow, that's a lot of fun. That's incredible. Bruce Springsteen fans are certainly going to be dialing in. And, speaking of which, we'll talk about how people can get tickets in a moment. But we've spoken with our local hospital foundations so many times over the years. We have our radiothon coming up next month that we're very much looking forward to. We know that the money that is being raised is going to such a worthy cause. It is, in most cases, it's going to equipment and everyday supplies. And maybe just tell us, where some of that funding may be targeted this time around, sir.
Yeah, so you're quite right. And as our largest fundraiser, this is why it's so important to us is, this is actually how we put the best equipment in the hands of our surgeons and physicians. It's how we provide the programming and service support to families as their kids are here for treatment or care. It's how we fuel all the groundbreaking research that takes place at the Research Institute, which is leading to new treatments and new diagnoses. And as I mentioned, not only for kids in this area, but for kids around the world. So this is a really, really important source of funding for just about everything we do at CHEO. I could walk through the halls of CHEO and point to just about every room would have a piece of equipment that was either fully funded or the funding assisted the purchase of what's being used every day to treat the kids.
Absolutely. And we remind our listeners that the federal and provincial government don't provide these funds. So that's why these hospital foundations are really walking saints in our communities. That's for sure, because especially in the case of CHEO, where you're treating our youngest patients. So thank you very much for all you do, sir.
No, I appreciate you saying that, and we're proud to be able to serve the community, and thank you for everyone supporting us through this event.
Now, before we let you go, people are probably sitting here going, how do I get tickets for the lottery? So if you could please share that information with us, that'd be great.
Probably the easiest way is at dreamoflifetime.ca. It's a website platform that you can buy your lottery tickets and the 50-50 tickets that go along with it. And I'll just remind the listeners that last year we paid out just shy of $1.4 million to the winner of the 50-50 as well. So that's really become a big part of this whole campaign. But you can buy your tickets online at dreamoflifetime.ca. I've got a number of different bundles and packages and pricing options so that you can find something that fits your budget. There's also a phone number. You can dial 722-KIDS, and KIDS happens to be 5437, so 722-5437 if you want to purchase over the phone. But either way works, and the main thing is to get in front of those deadlines, either for the early bird or the final campaign deadline is going to be the 15th of December.
Steve Reed, thank you so much for being here today. Let's do it again next year, okay?
Anytime. Thank you, Bob.
Yep. You're very welcome. Our guest today on In Focus, Steve Reed, President and CEO of the CHEO Foundation. They have just launched their Dream of a Lifetime lottery. You just heard how to get tickets, and it is helping out such a worthy cause. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. We'll do it all again tomorrow. Have a wonderful afternoon.
In Focus on Lake 88. To hear today's program online or to listen to any of our previous In Focus interviews, visit our website at lanarkleadstoday.ca.
In Focus on Lake 88 was brought to you by Perth Chiropractic in the Perth Family Health Center, 33 Lewis Street in Perth.